This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A fresh UN-led bid to seek to resolve decades of tensions in Cyprus began in Geneva on Tuesday, with Secretary-General Antonio Guterres realistic about making progress, his spokesperson said. The informal talks come 4 years since the leaders of the Greek, Cypriot and Turkish communities met, also in Switzerland, without managing to reach an agreement on the divided island's future. Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for the Secretary-General, said that the purpose of the three-day meeting was to determine whether common ground exists for a negotiated solution to the Cyprus issue in the foreseeable future.
The Secretary-General will move forward based on the outcomes of the informal talks. As we've said, and I think I said back in February and other times in briefings in New York, the parties are welcome to be creative, and the Secretary-General will be encouraging them to move, to use diplomatic language in a sincere and frank manner. Again, it's important to stress that these are informal talks.
The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the workplace dangers faced by key workers who need far greater protection to do their jobs safely, the International Labour Organization said on Tuesday. A new report by the ILO found that 7,000 health workers have died since the outbreak of the crisis, whilst 136 million health and social care workers are at risk of contracting COVID-19 as a professional hazard. Mental health pressures associated with the pandemic should also be taken into account by governments planning for the next pandemic, the UN agency said, as one in five healthcare workers globally has reported depression and anxiety symptoms. Teleworking has also blurred the lines between work and private life, adding to people's mental stress, the ILO said, with 65% of businesses reporting that worker morale had been difficult to sustain while at home. The leader of Myanmar's military must commit to honouring the fundamental right to people's freedom of expression without fear of violent reprisals, a UN-appointed independent rights expert said on Tuesday. In an open letter to Senior General Ming Un Lang, Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews insisted that this was literally a matter of life or death. To date, the targeted attacks against demonstrators have claimed 750 lives, including young children, Mr. Andrews said, after reminding the head of the military junta that he'd reportedly agreed to an immediate ceasefare in Myanmar at the meeting of regional leaders at the weekend. Since the military takeover and arrest of the country's elected officials, there have been near daily peaceful protests across the country calling for the restoration of democracy. Katie Dartford, UN News.